On Aspire with Emma Greed, I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From Mark Cuban to Mel Robbins, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with me, Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast available now.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investor Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investor Schooling.
All right, everybody, good afternoon and welcome to Investor Schooling Live. Hey, Investor Schooling Live is transmitting from the Investor Schooling Studios right here in the Investor Schooling headquarters. Hi, I'm Larry Steinhaus and I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Debbie Anderson, and of course, Ami Marad, also known as the immigrant. Our show is simply described as edutainment. We promise to entertain you while you learn about the world of real estate investing, the stock market, and many other things financial. Hey, you can call us anytime during the show with your questions at
855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137.
That's right. We're a live program, and you can call anytime during the show, and we will take your calls, and the phone number is
855-939-1137.
I wonder if anybody even writes that number down when you say it like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it became catchy, right?
At you know what I think point? Is funny is I know this number by heart now.
Yeah.
I don't know my home my work number here by heart. I have it on my phone.
Really?
But I know but I know this number because of the way you say it.
Yeah. People come to Investor Schooling and said, "Hey, this is the 855 guy." I'm like, "Really? I have a name."
Yeah, and by the way, you can call about anything you want.
At 855-939-1137.
Write that number down.
855-939-1137. Thank you very much for listening to us and have a great... No, we still have time.
No, we just started the show.
Ah, okay. Sorry.
Just in case you forgot.
Okay.
All right. So like I said, we're edutainment. All right. By the way, you can call us anytime. As you know, don't worry about the topic. We'll take your call about anything that has to do with money, finances, politics, real estate. I don't care anything you got. We're also live on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch. Hey, if you're watching online, please leave a comment. Well, just say hi. It's the only way we know you're watching. So if you're watching, say hi. So we actually know that we're actually transmitting, because I don't even know if we transmit half the time. At Investor Schooling, we teach real estate investing, stock options trading, how to save money in taxes, how to be financially free, and we even give you the motivation to make money work for you instead of you working for money. Investor Schooling is, of course, located in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, right off the Newtown Bypass, serving the New Jersey and Greater Philadelphia areas in a real brick-and-mortar building. And our students are located in several states with our exclusive web access to our classes and seminar. And for a complimentary class, go to
investorschooling.com.
One more time,
investorschooling.com.
And if they want to call on the show,
855-939-1137. I'm a pretty qualified guy, you know. I know how to do more than just say website and phone numbers, and you make the impression that I can do anything more than that for some reason.
Well, you are an immigrant. You are being hired for the lowest possible job that you can give, right?
No, I came in an airplane. No, I didn't cross the border with drywall screws in my pocket. No.
You mean you don't push a lawnmower?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't, and I didn't ask for anybody to register a car for me.
Really?
Believe it or not.
Actually, you did.
In the beginning.
So what he just said was very funny because it's an inside joke. So I got to explain it now to everybody listening. He said he didn't ask anybody to register a car for him. Well, the funny part was when he first came here, he couldn't register a car in his name because he just got here and the visa he had wouldn't let him register a car. So we had to.
Because I chose Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania don't allow people that don't have a PA driving license to register a car. New York does.
Oh, because right.
Florida does. Right. There's another state I think that does.
Yeah. So you had to have somebody else register your car.
Yeah.
Right.
It did. And I ran over some old ladies, but it wasn't my fault.
But now you have lots of cars registered in your name, and it's not a problem.
Some.
Because you actually have a PA driver's license.
I do.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you did that legally, too.
Yes. I didn't cross any border.
It wasn't given to you for free by Biden.
No.
No?
Completely. He made it hard for me.
Of course he made it hard for you. You know why?
Yeah, because I'm doing
it. Because you came legally.
Exactly.
That's
because
exactly
I'm
right.
doing it by the book.
That's right. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's adding chapters to my book while he's giving shortcuts to people that cross the border illegally.
Right.
It's not illegally anymore. You know that, right?
No, no, it's not illegal to cross the border at all. And now it's rewarded. Now, it's come on over. We'll give you free food. We'll give you free
I don't know about rewarded, but they don't do enough checks. If we want to talk about it seriously, they don't do enough checks of the people that come here and ask for shelters. Where are they coming from?
So here's a question for you.
Sure.
Since we're real estate investors, by the way, I want to say hello to Jim and Kimmy online. Kimmy is your number one fan, Armory. You know that.
I love Kimmy.
You know that. Every time Kimmy comes into the office, she goes, where's Armory?
Good.
She's your number one fan.
Okay.
So there you go. Okay. So here's a question. Okay. Now, sure. We're talking about immigrants, and we're real estate investors, and we have to rent to people.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts, and just honest thoughts, about renting to someone who is an illegal alien?
Okay, I hope I'm not crossing any border.
No, no. My best tenants, honest opinion.
Okay, my best tenants right now are people that don't speak English.
Well, that's not the question. That's okay.
I know
that's
it's not the question. Right. I'm trying to prove a point here. I don't care who am I renting to, as long as I see someone in front of me who I can rely on, and they seem stable to me, and at certain points. I even give up application when we're talking about people, again, that don't speak my language and maybe they just came to this country. But I judge by the people most of the time.
All right, so let's say somebody then has to fill out an application mm-hmm. and they don't have a social security number. What do you do then?
So with the method I do it, I still ask them to fill up the application. When I get the application, in the application I say that there is not enough credit record to show credit score. Okay, and of course, it doesn't have the criminal history that I would like to see because criminal history go by date of birth and social security. Sure. So it's a risk. It is sometime a risk, but it's not a big risk.
But you have no problem with it, right?
No, I don't have any problems with that.
And what about you, Dr. Deb? What's your thought? And you know, your thought, I don't know if you do or you don't, but just your thought.
I do have a problem with it.
Okay.
And so my parents immigrated here. They did it legally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they went through all the crap that you had to go through also. They got sponsored. They all did that. So
yeah.
I have a lot of problem. I have a lot of issues with people who come here illegally. So I wouldn't rent to somebody who's, I just wouldn't do it. I'm just not interested in it. I know somebody who bought a house and my cousin sold them their house and they went all about it backwards and I'm just like, what's the hell's wrong with you? So I have a lot of issues with it. So
okay, it's fine. I'm pretty sure it's not discriminatory because as long as you're not saying, hey, you know, you're an illegal alien, don't come in. You know, I your opinion, you know, is one thing, but so I don't have a problem with it. I actually have in the past, I found the biggest problem I have with them now, it used to be great, but the biggest problem I have with them now is they pay cash.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to have to go and collect rent.
Yeah.
Now, it's been a really long time since I collected rent. I'm really old now, and I really don't want to drive around collecting rent.
I'll give you an advice.
Yeah?
Open a bank account, okay, that it's not your main bank account.
Sure, of course.
Which is different. Sometimes I do give the main bank account, but normally I open a bank account. It's a two-minute job, okay, in the web. And then I give this those bank account information to my tenants.
They're actually stopping that because I forget what, I think it was Citizens Bank or one other bank where I wanted somebody to just do a deposit. I did the same thing, but just deposit into this account, and they were not able to deposit it because it was not their account. It was my name on the account.
Exactly.
So they stopped letting other people deposit because of some laundering issues or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So Bank of America allows it.
I know, but what I'm saying is that they're cracking down on it. So
Bank of America, you have to come in with a driver's license. So the person making the deposit,
yes, correct,
has to give the driver's license
or a passport.
Yeah, or a passport.
We were together actually in a car,
sure.
Me and you,
yeah.
And a woman from American Heritage called me and said that someone just deposited into my account and they forgot their passport. And I called the tenant. I told her, "Hey, you forget your passport at the bank." So I hear you. I understand exactly what you're saying. They don't accept, for example, personal check. Personal check, they can deposit into my account because the logic behind that is that let's say this check bounced. Who paid the fee? I pay the fee. But I can come and say, wait, I didn't authorize this deposit. I didn't do this deposit. Someone is doing this deposit to my account. Why am I responsible for this fee? So that's why they don't accept personal checks anymore. And no cash. So they go to Western Union or to any other bank. They they get a cashier check and they deposit it.
Yeah, they can wire it too. But so yeah,
okay. Wire is the best way, no doubt. Wire is the best.
So hold on, I want to ask the audience.
Sure.
So you guys are listening in your car. If you're up from your nap, we talked about that last week. Remember?
Yeah, correct.
We talked about the fact that everybody takes a nap at 2 o'clock, and that's why nobody listens to our show.
2 to 4, everybody's napping.
Right, I know they're all napping exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't it be great if we were on 10 o'clock?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Who is there right now?
Should we get into that? Should we get into that argument now? Or no, let's just
do
this
for sure.
I want to have people call in. So, Colin, let me know what your opinion is of renting to what is normally called an illegal alien. But, you know, now they're called undocumented people. So whatever it is you want to call them is fine. But what's your opinion of renting to them?
Larry, aliens. Okay? Let's not say if they're legal or illegal. Aliens.
No. You're an alien.
Yes, I am.
And you're legal.
Yeah.
You have a driver's license. You have a social security number.
Correct.
Okay, so renting to you is easy.
I know, but also the people that being allowed to come here through the southern border... You can't say they're not legal, right?
Oh, no, they are not legal. They're just done. It just happens to be.
That what? It's easy to do it? That's what you're saying?
What's easy to do? To come through the border? Or?
Yeah, and lie and say, I'm coming for a visit.
But they still, but when they come across the border, they still have no social security number. They have no driver's license.
Exactly.
So you're saying, Debbie's saying she prefers not to rent to them. You're saying you don't care. I'm saying I don't care either.
No, I'm saying someone allowed them to come here.
Who allowed them to come here?
I don't know.
Biden.
Biden allowed them to come here.
But they didn't exactly allow them. They just did nothing when they didn't. Biden didn't say come over.
Okay.
Biden said, if you come over, we're not going to stop you.
Yeah.
Which is a big difference.
It's wolf in 2020 again.
Yeah.
Don't tell you not to pay your rent, but if you don't pay your rent, nothing will happen.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole other issue.
It's
exactly
that.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing, too. So if they don't pay their rent, then how do you get them out of there?
So is
then when you're allowed to do, you know, turn off the electricity and do all kinds of illegal things because they can't yell at you anyway? How would you get them out if they don't pay?
They will never be in a position that they will be in front of a judge. Never. This is the thing they're afraid the most. They don't want to be in a position that the sheriff will come and will knock on their door.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I wanted to give the callers the calling number.
Sure, of course.
I'd love to have this conversation because it's actually a really great conversation.
Agreed.
Of whether you would do it or not do it. And it's not a problem if you don't. I'm just curious. And the phone number is?
855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. 855.
What is wrong with you?
939-1137. I don't know what he's doing with the finger.
Well, I'm telling you to say the phone number again. You know why?
Again.
Because I really get into it when you say the phone number.
Oh, God.
It's the fizz again.
We're going to the fizz. Exactly right.
Exactly.
Well, real quick, I want to say hello to a couple people online saying hi, Mark and Terry. Mark says, once they get in, I will not discriminate against. It's our government's problem for letting them in. By the way, I agree with him 100%.
Me too. They're here.
To me, 100%, I agree with him. You know what? If they're here, it ain't my problem. You know, it's funny because I wanted to bring this up, and I'm going to bring it up if I could find the article. I wanted to bring this up about something that's going on in Easton right now.
Okay.
And what's going on in Easton right now is something crazy. I have to find the article. I forgot to bring it up, but let me give you the summation of what's happening in Easton, Pennsylvania. You know, I own a bunch of houses there.
Yes.
So now, if in Easton, Pennsylvania. It's a proposal. It's not law yet. It's a proposal. If in Eastern Pennsylvania your tenant has the cops called on them for either drugs or some kind of violence, you have to evict the tenant.
Amazing. I'm signing right now.
I have a problem with that.
Drugs or violence?
So if the cops are called, now listen clearly to what I said because... Okay. The difference is in what I said
just a complaint.
and not convicted.
Okay.
If the cops are called because they have drugs on the premises or the cops are called because they, you know, violence, you have to evict them.
So the cops could maybe not find any drugs.
Well, no.
They're just there because
even if they find the drugs.
Okay.
Okay. There's something called, you know.
Personal use.
Well, you have to wait till they're convicted.
Yes.
Right? You know, it's you're innocent until proven guilty.
Correct.
But as soon as they're brought, you know, as soon as whatever, they're arrested, And even if they're let free, you have to evict them. If you don't evict them, you get a fine. Isn't that insane?
You get a fine.
Right. You get fined by the city of Easton if you don't evict the person who's been arrested for drugs or violence.
Okay. I look at it all differently. Because if you rent to someone and you figure out they are drug dealers and they're in your house.
Yep. I want them out.
You are in a very big problem.
I know. I agree.
And I was pretty sure, according to your story, that the township or the police are coming to my help here saying that you must get rid of them.
No, the township is saying you must evict them.
Yeah.
That's a proposed law. I can't see it passing. It makes absolutely no sense. I cannot possibly see it passing because it's unconstitutional. The township can't tell you that you have to evict somebody because they've been arrested, not convicted, arrested for drugs.
So my question is, what happened if you go by this law, and you evict a person, and they go to trial, and half a year later, they are innocent.
Well, that's the problem.
You give them the house back?
No, now you're going to get yourself in trouble. They're going to sue you.
Exactly.
That's why I have a problem. Real quick, we got Mark on the line. What's going on, Mark?
Mike.
Mark or Mike, I'm sorry.
Mike and South.
Mike.
Yeah.
What's happening, Mike?
I opened the door for you.
You're all breaking up, or you're listening to your radio. I'm not sure which. Well, nobody listens.
Good.
Hey, Mike, can you hear us?
He has told me.
Turn off your radio.
No, there's a lady there. It's not really.
All right.
Yeah.
Mike, call back if you can figure out how to use your phone. Get rid of him. All right. Anyway, let's get to the next person. So if anybody wants to call in and talk about this, it's a great topic.
I know. I agree.
Because it really is. It's real. It's realistic.
Because every landlord being exposed to that those days.
Right. What's the phone number they can call in?
855-939-1137.
One more time.
No, I did three times
okay,
before.
Okay, I'll do it. So fine. 855-939-1137. You want to try it, Deb?
You do this
855-939-1137. I don't say it
as sexy. I got to tell you, I like it better the way you said it.
Yeah, I think Deb is the new 855.
So if you want to call in and talk about illegal aliens, you want to talk about this new law in Easton, that's a possibility. And again, look, you got to need to understand, I'm a conservative Republican. I don't want drug dealers in my neighborhood. I don't want drug dealers in my house. I don't want drug dealers at all. But I also got to understand that there's a constitution and there's a problem where you're innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Mm-hmm. And if you don't go to court and you have to evict these people before, it's a real problem. And like I said, if you evict this person because of it, it could come back and harm you.
Yeah, so James asked us how they paying electric if they are paying cash.
So how do you pay the electric bill?
Yeah, so you can pay electric with cash. You need to go to those Western Union places.
Yeah, or even some 7-Elevens take it.
I think so, yeah. You go to those places, you give cash with the electric bill, and then they paid for you or something.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, it's a very good subject. Oh, my God.
Debbie's phone was ringing. Oh, man.
From up in Wilkes-Barre area. So.
Okay. Oh, really? Maybe somebody wants to rent your house.
I know. I'm half tempted to maybe answer.
But you have to tell them you're on the air if you need that.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So that's the topic. So real quick, we'll talk about some other things too, but talking about renting to illegal aliens, talking about, this topic in Easton about the drug dealers. Now, I evicted somebody, actually, when we had the judge here. Mm-hmm. That's how I met the judge, by the way.
Yeah.
I met the judge because I went in front of him to evict these people, this guy who was an absolute drug dealer and drug addict.
Yeah.
I mean, he was dealing drugs at 4 o'clock in the morning in my building.
From the apartment.
Right, in my building. And also, he was like, he was just, he was abusive. He was terrible. But his rent was paid 4 days in advance, always.
Yeah.
So I went in front of the judge and I said, Your Honor, the guy pays his rent 4 days in advance, but it's the problem. And the guy didn't show up, so I got a default judgment. The guy didn't contest it, didn't go back to court. And the judge and I became friends afterwards, and we've had Judge Ed Levine here a couple of times.
Correct, yeah.
And it was great because we built a nice relationship with the judge. So it's kind of fun. But that's the only time I've ever actually evicted somebody for drugs. I will tell you that I had another guy who was probably a heroin addict. He was a better behaved heroin addict, and better behaved than like he was at 4 o'clock in the morning, dealing drugs.
He was self-used. That's what you said.
He was just every once in a while he went nuts, And I didn't renew his lease. I didn't evict him, but I didn't renew his lease.
Okay, and how he accepted that?
He was very angry.
He was very angry.
Yeah, and I said, I'm sorry. And what actually happened was kind of interesting. I raised his rent $50. You ready? $50. I said, the association raised the association fees $50. I'm going to pass it on to you for $50.
Okay.
And he got mad at me.
So he said, okay, bye.
And I said, you know what? Forget you. But I also knew he, you know, had this history with heroin.
Yeah.
So it was a great excuse. And in fact, then he begged me a month later to stay. I'll pay $200 more if I could stay. I said no.
He had any records?
He did when I brought him in. But I knew. So we had a whole conversation. He said he's been clean. You know, he convinced me he was clean. He looked clean. Everything. So I think the guy, like while he was my tenant.
So I know you have somebody on the line, but yeah. This is another discussion that I would like to go back to, because as you know, we are dealing with the mobile home park.
Yeah, sure.
And in the mobile home park, because I think it's a mobile home, you get a lot of people with those convictions.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, let's grab this. Is it Lance?
It is.
You know what's happening? My glasses are dirty, so I can't read the screen. Mm-hmm. So Lance, what's going on, man? What do you got to say?
Well, I heard a couple of things that are kind of ridiculous. One of them was when you said, I believe, that if the illegal aliens break into our country, Biden has invited them. He hasn't. And he said that you can come in. That's an invitation as far as I'm 82 years old, so I know how to think about things. So he let them in the country. And you say it's the government's problem. Well, what happens when they break into your house, which they do, and they attempt to rape your wife or your daughter? That's your problem. It's not the government's problem.
Wait. Slow down.
How often does
that
happen?
This is why I like to confirm that I'm a Trump Republican conservative, and I don't want these people entering the country. I do not want these people entering the country. Absolutely not.
And I'm a Trump conservative Republican also. So how can you say that Biden didn't invite them in and didn't let them in? He did.
I think actually you're right. He actually did, because I remember when he said that he actually did say it. But I was actually when I said that I was referring to, like, he didn't walk up to one person. He said, "Hey, you come over here. Hey, you come over here." You're actually correct. What you're saying is correct. I don't remember the exact moment he did it, but right when he got elected, he said it.
He only did it to 12 million people. I mean, the man is nuts.
It's ridiculous.
Mine. And then the other thing is, I was in the real estate business all my life. And I had a lot of tenants, and when tenants didn't pay, sometimes the front doors would be missing. I don't know what happened, but somebody would take their front doors off and their locks off, and they would really be upset.
I want to warn everybody out there not to do that.
Yeah. What is that?
So this is what used to happen.
And I've heard this.
So Lance is 82.
Okay.
So remember that he was doing this a long time ago.
Yeah.
Right? And a long time ago, you know, there wasn't these Democrat judges and Democrat lawmakers.
So what the landlord would do?
The landlord would say, hey, your rent's due, and your rent's, they don't pay the rent. They would take the front door off.
Bye-bye.
Or turn the electric off, or turn the water off, or turn the gas off. They would do this. Amazing. And the tenant would either pay up or leave.
God bless you, Larry.
But they can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I love those stories. The stories are great, because there are so many times where I wanted to do it. But I will tell you that there are certain things you can do that are close to that, that are a little different. So I'm going to tell you some of the things that I know of people that have done that were a little bit different, Lance, and you'll probably appreciate this. So a tenant, like, his rent was due. And he wouldn't answer the phone, knock on the door, nobody was there, you know, that was it. Nobody was there, they wouldn't answer the phone. So then, you know, you got to assume maybe the guy left, who knows, right? And you think maybe there's a problem. So what do? You have to enter the house as an emergency, right? So you enter the house as an emergency. Now, as you enter the house and you go to lock the door, the key breaks in the lock.
Don't laugh, you're ruining it.
Listen to this, right?
Yeah.
The key breaks in the lock. Now, what do you have to do if the key breaks in the lock? You have to
change the lock.
Change the lock, right? So now you change the lock, but of course you can't just change the lock because that's locking somebody out. So then you change the lock and you put a note on the door that says, "Hey, it's Larry. My apologies. I came to check on you as an emergency visit. The key broke in the lock. Please call me, and I'll give you a new key."
Yeah.
Now they at least have to face you. The other one that's also fun to do is put a for rent sign in front of their house if they don't pay the rent.
Oh.
That's a fun one. Because then they come home and they go, they call you, what do you mean? What, my house is not for rent? So that's kind of a fun one, too.
I know. I've done this before.
Yeah, I told you to do that.
Yeah, I've done this before.
So those are some of the things you could do if you want to. Yeah, that are a little more legal.
Yeah, but it's not because we're bad people. It's because, unfortunately, there are professional tenants out there. There are shows in Netflix that can see who they are and how they do it. And what they do is they make landlord's life miserable.
Absolutely. So they're also the squatters, right?
Yeah.
So guess what just passed a law in Florida?
Oh, give it to me.
It's an anti-squatter law.
And what
that now the landlord is the person who owns the house. If they can prove that these people squatted, out.
Immediately. They'll get arrested. The police.
They will get arrested.
Amazing.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, this is Florida. This is America. So Florida is what's left of America. You know, that's the only... It's the only place you can get a real election. The only place you can get a real constitutional country or state.
Florida don't allow the ballot?
They don't allow what?
The mail?
The mail-in ballots? No, they allow them.
They do allow them?
But they're not the same way. They're done the way they used to be done, where you have to prove that you needed a ballot in advance. I'm not going to be there. I need a ballot in advance. You have to order it.
Yeah.
Then when you get it, you have to sign it. You have to date it. We're here, and you can't harvest ballots.
You get it anyway.
We're everywhere. Here, it's like, you know, you go to an old age home, and you could just get all the people in there, and you could all vote Democrat, and they don't even know they're voting.
I want to refer to what Lance just told us. Because when I see on the turnpike a car on the right lane driving 5 miles
under the speed limit,
under the speed limit,
lane or left lane?
No, on the right lane.
At least they're on the right lane, not the left lane.
On the left lane, I can't say I will be discriminated. But on the right lane, it's mainly the immigrants. It's mainly the people that are afraid to be stopped by a policeman. I'm sorry that I'm saying that.
Oh, that could be.
It's mainly those people. How many occasions? Occasions? I don't know if it's the right word.
I don't know what you're trying to get at. Like, what
do you have that the people that cross the border and come here are actually committing crimes?
Well, they say so the statistics are all over the place. I mean, if you watch the TV commercials, they say 50% of them. But I don't know if that's true. But either way, it doesn't
50%
matter.
50% of them.
But even though, before they should be allowed in the country, we should do a background check and say, hey, you know, if you're a murderer and a criminal, you can't come here.
I don't believe it's 50%.
Too high or too low?
Extremely high.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think it's too high.
It's extremely high.
Yeah, I think so.
So I'm coming from a country that the people that cross the border, many of, again, I can't say many, I don't know how many, but they're coming to kill you.
Sure.
And that's another problem.
Well, they're not coming to kill us here. What they're coming to do here is they're coming to bring their drugs here so they can make money here. It's a little bit different.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much what's happening.
You think the drug mainly is coming like that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, they bring the drugs through. Yeah. They bring themselves through. They become drug dealers. That's what's really happening. And they become gang members.
My biggest problem is because we all want that our kids will graduated and will go to college and we're graduated again. We'll get a nice job and we'll sit in a cubicle and we'll get 6 digits every year. Who will actually do the hard work that nobody wants to do?
It's so funny. That argument.
Who will hang out?
That argument. Okay. Cracks me up.
Okay.
Where people say, hey, if we didn't have, it's a Democrat argument too. If we didn't have illegal aliens, who would cut your grass? Somebody else.
Okay.
Somebody else. They wouldn't cut it for $25. That's for sure.
Me and you.
But they probably could. But they'd be in business. You're taking all the American, all the legal American, right? Lawn care companies, and those people are all going out of business, or they can't open a business because they can't charge to cut my lawn $100 because I'm paying what I believe to be an illegal alien. I don't know. I really don't know if he's illegal or not. I can assume, and I guess that's kind of a racist, but I'm assuming that they're illegal, and I paid them $25.
Okay.
And if they weren't there, then another American business owner would open up a business cutting lawns, and he charged me $100.
Okay.
Get it?
Will you pay the $100 instead of the $25?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I hate cutting my grass.
Okay.
right? But I'm also, you know, rich enough to do that.
So,
and my grass is very small. That's why it's only $25.
I'm not talking about you and me, because you and me will go on our knees and we'll check a leaking toilet. But I'm not sure about our kids. I'm not sure about the new generation.
What?
Because
they'll fix their leak or cut their own grass?
Exactly. They won't. All they see is the job, the corporate job, and again, the cubicle with the 6-digit a year.
Yeah, okay.
And I am concerned.
I don't know, Amri, if I agree with that.
No?
I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean, you know, my kids are, they both go to tech school and they're getting blue-collar jobs, you know what I mean? Or at least the one is getting the
blue-collar. And guess what? They're going to be paid more.
And yeah, my
those people are going to be paid more. So yeah. People who are plumbers, electricians, those people are going to be paid a lot more than people going to college now and getting cubicle jobs.
Right. So
that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm not saying they're asking for a 6-digit job that like that's the top. We are making more, and still they want to be satisfied with that, with the comfort of a corporate job. They don't want to make their hands dirty, and I don't get it.
They believe in the corporate job. I used to believe in the corporate job too. I wanted to be working for an employer. I did for many years.
Yeah,
working for an employer, making a lot of money, and I did that. I used to go to New York. I didn't have an office in New York, but I used to go to New York to visit clients. I used to go to New Jersey to visit clients. And to me, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I made a lot of money, but then I slowly realized that hey, I'll never get anywhere. Because half the time, sometimes the company would go out of business that I was working for. Sometimes the company would get bought. They would downsize, or the economy would get slow. You guys know the story. I was fired from the same company 5 times, which is really funny, but it's a different story. I was fired from the same company 5 times. But anyway,
Debbie wants
it's so much better to be in business for yourself, right, Deb?
Well, yeah, I think it's better to be in business for yourself. But I think the other thing that you're not thinking about is when you're working for a corporation. I worked for a big pharma company for a long time. And
yeah.
You know, I got benefits through them. Yeah. You know, everything was covered. I got free formula for a year for both my kids. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to working for a corporation, but you just have to do the same 9-to-5 thing. And if you're okay doing the mediocre, which 95% of the people are used to doing and are okay with that, then it's not a bad deal. You make it sound like it's horrible, and it's really not.
No, I'm not. I'm not. We talked about this mini farm, irrelevant to this conversation right now. I'm very excited to wake up at 6 a.m. and go on a tractor or to pick up potatoes from the ground.
I don't. This is a deal we're working on.
No, never mind.
We can't talk about it because we don't have it on contract
exactly.
yet.
Exactly. But I'm saying,
but I won't talk about it yet.
I am very happy with that. I'm not sure that my kids will be happy with that.
Your son would love the fact that you own a tractor.
I agree.
Right.
His
3-year-old son loves cars, loves trucks, loves tractors, walks up to tractors, knows the name of the tractor, you know, knows more about
the
tractors.
Model, yeah, I
right,
know.
Knows more about tractors than I don't know.
The farmer.
Than most kids know their alphabet in, you know, at his age, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this real quick. Let's give the phone number.
Again, it's 855-939-1137. Call us at 855-939-1137. 11:37.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, I don't know, whatever. Something to do with money, something to do with real estate.
We have a very good conversation today.
I know. All right, take us out. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Do you know when the best time to buy investment properties is? It's now. It's always now. You just need to learn how to buy them correctly. Go to investorschooling.com and sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night and learn how to buy investment properties and make money every time. That's right. That's what we teach. We teach how to buy investment properties and make money every time. Go to investorschooling.com and RSVP right now. Take a class this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. That's investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Are you ready for retirement? Have you prepared everything you need? Well, in Investor Schooling, we will teach you ways to better prepare for your retirement using real estate and the stock market. But you need to learn how to do it right. And that's what we teach. At Investor Schooling, we sell nothing but education. Come to Investor Schooling and learn how to have a better retirement. Go to investorschooling.com and RSVP right now for this Thursday's class at 7 o'clock. Go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. This is Larry Sinus with Investor Schooling. Are you tired of hearing about the recession that's coming? Are you prepared for it? Well, listen, at InvestorSchooling.com, we're going to teach you ways to prepare for the recession that you didn't even know existed. We're going to teach you strategies on how to use real estate. We're going to teach you strategies how to use the stock market properly. That's right. You could even make money in the stock market when the stock market goes down. Hey, go to InvestorSchooling.com and register for a free class this Thursday night, and you will learn all of these techniques. Go to InvestorSchooling.com right now, RSVP for this Thursday. We'll see you there. This is Larry Sinus with Investor Schooling. Don't go through life ignorant about how to become a millionaire. Learn how to invest in real estate, the stock market, precious metals, and learn from an expert. At Investor Schooling, we teach these things and more. We only provide education, and we will teach you how to leverage real estate, how to leverage the stock market, and how to leverage precious metals to make more money than you've ever made before. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and take a complimentary class this Thursday. We will see you there. InvestorSchooling.com. That's InvestorSchooling.com. Everybody, welcome back to
Investor Schooling Live. No, I'm sorry, the Larry Steinhaus Show.
So, actually, it's funny you said that, because I was just thinking about that. We're supposed to be renaming this show the Larry Steinhaus Show, and they still haven't done that. So, yeah. WPHT is like, it's like, you know what I should do? I should just forget, I should just, you know, like, forget to pay the advertising fees.
Exactly. Yes.
And then maybe they'll call me up and I'll say, hey, what's going on? I'll say, well, we tried to rebrand the name of the show, the Larry Steinhaus Show, 2 months ago. You still haven't done that. You know, you didn't give me my second hour yet. You know, I'm supposed to do that too. In fact, they put another show after us, which really pisses me off because they were supposed to give me that second hour. So that's not great either. So anyway, you see, now you got me off on a tangent.
I didn't know you were supposed to get that second hour. That's
I asked for that second hour. They didn't. They said no, and then they gave it to somebody else.
And they moved us from 10 a.m. for no reason.
I didn't know.
But let's do this real quick. What's up, Steve?
Hey, man. Listen, there's it's over and above everything else we're talking about. I just reached I'm getting old, I'm getting 64. I went to Social Security. People that do business, you should let them know that, and I never knew this, I went to Social Security and they told me that, hey, dude, you haven't paid Social Security since 2011. And I called my girl up, you know, that does my taxes, you know, she's reputable. And she's like, well, you didn't make enough money and you're self-employed. And I said, I couldn't even pay them. They just, you'd have to have yourself set up to pay, on payroll.
Right, you put yourself on payroll, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that. You know that? I guess you know that.
Yeah, I do know that, but, you know, so have you ever worked, did you ever work for a company before?
Yeah, I have, and that's the only reason why I'm getting what I'm getting, and I don't even want to tell you what it would make you, you know, throw up. But
yeah, it's probably a real small number, you know, and there's also... You also need to maximize your Social Security, like you maximize your income. I mean, some people can't. I don't even know what the maximum is. I think it's almost 200,000 now, 260, 170 now. But I used to maximize my income many, many years ago to get as much as I could. When I was in corporate world, I get as much as I could to try to get my, knowing in the future, my Social Security. Now,
right,
I'm 60.
Right. Well, and that's good for your listeners to hear. That's good for your listeners to hear because, I'm past all that.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 64. I just turned 64.
Okay, don't take your Social Security to 67, by the way.
Well, dude, man, I'm in a rough spot.
You need the money, okay. I did a class on this a few months ago about, you know, when the right time to take Social Security is. And it turns out that the government, for the first time, is not lying to you. I was shocked. 67 is actually the right number, actuarially, to take your Social Security. It works out, the numbers worked out the best. You know, actually, unless you waited until you were 80.
I'm not going to make like $40 more if I wait from now to then.
Yeah,
But there's a lot of other things that come into play, as like giving back 50 cents to every dollar if you make over 22 free, you know.
That's not true. All right, we need to educate you on taxes. It's very funny. People have no idea. What tax bracket do you think you're in?
Below the poverty level.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Your situation is different. But most people have no idea how their taxes work. Like people who make $100,000, they think they're paying $40,000 in taxes or $30,000. They're not. It's very different.
Oh, no, I know that, yeah.
Yeah, the numbers are very different. So, and I actually go through with people to explain to people how they actually pay taxes and how the actual number gets calculated. And it turns out the average person pays around 12 to 13% effective tax rate. That's the average person. I always tell people, remember when Mitt Romney was running for president? And the big thing about Mitt Romney was he only paid 14% tax rate. He pays less tax than I do. And my first reaction was, he's paying 14% tax rate? His accountant's terrible.
Right, because half of America's not paying any taxes in reality.
Well, no, that's a different story. But I'm talking about people who actually are supposed to pay taxes. You know, the right. average person who makes $100,000, for example, their effective tax rate is usually 11, 12, 13%. And I've done the math and proved it. But it's, you know, it's like everybody listening to me right now going, no, I'm in the 36% tax bracket.
Because they think about Social Security, too.
No, because they don't know how the taxes work.
It's progressive, right?
It's progressive, steps. Right. It's steps.
Exactly.
The first $13,850 isn't even taxed.
So how much Social Security
write off of that?
Wait, hold on.
I mean,
what'd you say, Steve?
And there's also the things that you write off of that. I mean, that's the starting point.
So here's an interesting question for you. Ready? Do you own a house, by the way?
I do own a house.
Okay, great. So let's say you own a house, and whatever your mortgage payment is, your respective mortgage payment, not you may have bought the house a long time ago, but your respective mortgage payment for that house right now, whatever that would be if you bought it right now, and let's say somebody's renting a house and the number's exactly the same. Let's just use it, for example, $2,500. Okay, they're paying $2,500 for your mortgage, which includes your interest, and the other person is paying $2,500 a month for rent. How much do you, and they make exactly the same amount of money, and the deductions are exactly the same. What the other deductions are exactly the same. Who do you think pays less taxes, the guy owning the house or the guy not owning the house?
I have no idea. I mean,
most people.
I don't have time to think about it.
I guess the house should give you deduction options.
Yeah, see, that's what most people think, right? Yeah. So Army said it, Debbie
right,
said it. I'm actually surprised you didn't say it.
There's probably a lot more that goes with it owning the house than there does to someone to simply pay a rent.
So here's the interesting part. The interesting part is because of the standard minimum deduction, you're not even coming close to $12,850 worth of interest on a house to get the deduction. So they actually end up paying the same. So everybody says, I'm buying a house for tax deduction. No, you're not. You know, this is the Association of Realtors' big thing is if they gave up the tax deduction, nobody would buy a house. Well, they're clueless. And you're not, you have to buy a very, very expensive house for that to make a difference. So it's not standard deduction.
If they gave it up, it would present a problem. Keeping it even.
Well, again, yeah. it's not normal. Okay. All right, Steve, I got to go because Omri, check this out. Omri just texted Debbie something.
No,
and
I
the
didn't.
Two of them looked at me and while they started cracking up. So now I have to find out what they texted. So, Steve, okay. I appreciate the call. By the way, come into Investor Schooling
Please
one day.
Please come.
And we'll teach you how to make money so you don't have to worry about your Social Security anymore.
All right, you send me a book, too, and I'm picking through it. No.
You need to come.
Wait, hold on. You have the book already?
You sent me a book, yeah.
Oh, awesome. So, yeah, so we have spoken to you before. Awesome. All right, cool. Enjoy the book and come see us, man. Go to investorschooling.com and sign up.
Will do.
All right, man. We'll
Thank
see you,
you
soon. Now, what did you guys do? Come on.
I didn't do anything. Leave her alone.
What did you text to her?
It's Deb. There is no picture there of any organs. That's the only thing I'm saying.
Oh, you making fun of me in text messages?
No.
Are you passing notes in
me.
Class?
She texted me, where are you? And I text, and I guess it was before the show.
Oh.
So I texted her back right now. I'm in the middle of something. That's it. I don't know why she's like that.
She just laughs a lot when you're around.
I know.
I think Kimmy should get jealous.
I know. We need to invite Kimmy to the show.
We should invite Kimmy to the show.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Kimmy, let us know if you want to be on the show. I know you're still watching because I know you're actually staring at Army Ready. Give the phone number for Kimmy.
That's 855-939-1137.
And if anybody else wants to call or anybody else, you know,
found
that number interesting.
Interesting. 855.
Wait, you know what's interesting now?
What?
It's guys who call.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I need to change the voice or something.
I know. Yeah. So, Debbie, give the phone number so the guys can feel better.
855-939-1137.
Good.
So, I just want to go back to the subject before the commercials or after. I don't remember anymore.
Me neither.
Are you talking about the earthquake?
We want to talk about the earthquake, but I also want to talk about that I completely don't believe, unless someone show me a research, that 50% are being convicted or categorized as criminals.
It's a TV commercial for Trump, I think, or TV commercial for Conservative Party. It's not right, but...
50%, no.
It's not 50%.
I don't believe so.
I don't believe so. Look, honestly, I have no idea what the percent. It could be higher, but it's not. No. It logically doesn't make any sense to me, but it could be. It's just not likely. But even if it is or it isn't, even if it's 30%, I don't want these people here in anyway.
They don't bother me so much.
I'm doing a search on the internet right now.
Good. But they don't bother me so much.
Who, the illegal aliens?
Yes. I want them to be able to be here legally.
Yes, legally, not illegally.
I want them to be able to come here to work, to earn money, and to go back to their families in Mexico.
How much money have you paid so far for your immigration stuff with attorneys? He's crying. He's not laughing.
I think I crossed the 40.
Yeah. Wow. So how come you have to pay $40,000 to get all the benefits that these guys got free?
No. I'm saying it can be open for everybody.
Well, that's fine, but here's the problem,
right?
It can be
open for everybody. They don't care. You understand why I care? I care because to put everything on the table, if for God's sake something has happened tomorrow to my parents, I want to be able to go back to Israel to visit them, to do whatever I can, and also to come back here. Many people, including people that I worked with, had things happen to them at home in Mexico, for example, and they couldn't go back.
Right, they can't go back because they won't be able to come back in. Right, which I don't understand either. Why don't they just come in the same way they came in the first time?
So I am pro giving people the ability to come here to work for less, which is what we need.
No, we don't need people to work for us.
We do.
That's not fair. I'm sitting here, I'm telling you that I pay my guy $25 to cut my grass.
Okay, for how long?
Per cutting.
How much time it takes him?
I don't know, 20 minutes.
It's good money. No, I will do that.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And whatever. Maybe it's a normal going rate. Again, maybe the guy's not illegal. I don't even know. I don't care.
Exactly. Right?
I really don't care. Matter of fact, like I said before, I think about it. I'm actually being racist by assuming he's not legal.
It doesn't matter. He come to you. He sent you an invoice. You pay him. It's done. You don't need to ask him what's going on behind that.
Absolutely not. I don't need to. I don't care.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's not racist.
And most likely he's not one of the 50% that's murdering people.
Agreed. No doubt about that.
We got into really super politics stuff today.
I know.
What did you find, Deb?
I know. Like, a lot of people are just like blah, 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 blah stuff. But
yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. Relative to undocumented immigrants, U.S.-born citizens are over 2 times more likely to be arrested for violent crimes, 2.5 times more likely to be arrested for drug crimes, and over 4 times more likely to be arrested for property crimes. So it sounds like U.S. people are more likely to cause problems than undocumented immigrants.
Who wrote the article?
This was written by
CNN?
Calm down. This was PNAS Journal.
It's a liberal left-wing article. I mean, you know, it's like whether it's true or not true, I don't believe it's true.
Okay, Michael Light, Jingying He, and Jason Roby.
Yeah, most likely it's just a left-wing article, but that's okay because then you'll have the right-wing article that'll say completely the opposite.
Exactly. But we can't trust the media anymore.
We need some real statistics.
Exactly.
So there's so many rag papers out there. Not rag papers now. Now they're all online. Now everybody does these blogs online. They're all fake information.
I know.
So I don't believe anything I see online. Let's find the
real information before we start to move in our chair. And by the way, about moving in our chair, we had an earthquake.
Hey.
We did.
This was so funny. So Omri and I are upstairs in the office, right? and all the monitors in the office started shaking.
I was working on the printer, and I started to see the printer moving.
Right.
I missed it.
Right. And Debbie is downstairs in the basement. And we're like, because it felt, at first it felt like a truck went by, right?
I went out and I looked for a digger or something.
But it felt like a truck went by. But trucks go by a lot faster than that. You know, it's like it should have been rumble, rumble over, right? But it wasn't rumble, rumble over. It was rumble, 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 and it kept rumbling. It was
it was consistent.
And then all of a sudden, I looked at Army and go, we're having an earthquake.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. I go, yeah, we're having an earthquake. And he runs outside to see if there's a truck. But by then, the truck had to be gone.
Yeah.
And we're not that close to the road. I mean, it had to be a massive truck.
No, I know.
So it was just the wildest thing that it was an earthquake. But here's the weird thing, right? So things always happen in threes. And we already know what the other thing's going to happen. By the way, it was a 4.8 magnitude. You guys into conspiracy theories?
Okay.
You guys into conspiracy theories?
Not so much. Go for
it. 4.8 magnitude, right? What day is the eclipse?
Is it on the 8th of April?
It's on 4/8.
Okay.
Ooh. Is that a conspiracy theory?
For you guys
theory,
who don't know, you know what happened last night?
What happened?
The Statue of Liberty got struck by lightning and somebody caught it on in a picture.
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's time to kiss your babies.
That's one of the prettiest pictures, I guess.
The rapture's coming on 4/8.
Who's coming?
The rapture. You don't even know what the rapture is.
I hear raptors.
The rapture.
Rapture. Okay.
The
rapture.
Raptors are coming.
The raptors.
Yeah, exactly.
The rapture is coming. Yeah, the rapture is coming.
I don't know. I mean, we had enough Jurassic Park. We don't want another one.
All right, hold on. We got a great caller on the line right now.
Okay.
Hey, Victor, what's going on, man?
How are you today, gentlemen?
Thanks, Omri.
I don't even want you to read it to him in case you didn't see it.
No.
So, Victor, what is going on, man? You're not a fan of Omri, huh?
No, I'm not. I don't have no dislike for him, but it was just an accident. You guys were discussing the migration, immigrant, illegal situation here, and to not be disrespectful, I literally thought he was had a Spanish, at least Spanish. I didn't know he's Israeli. No problem, but when you guys were discussing about he making a statement and saying that he doesn't have a problem with illegals coming over here to have taking jobs being given out to paying to people to come over here and work when we have people that people always say that we don't have people. We have plenty of people over here that are homeless, that are living on the street. Let me finish. And so forth, that will take these jobs if they put together, if cities put together programs, first of all, and try to rehabilitate some of the people that we have living on the street for mental conditions and et cetera.
So I'm going to disagree with you.
This is a huge if.
We're going to disagree with you. You ready?
Let me just make one more statement.
Go ahead.
Guys are talking about you don't have a problem coming over here, and you're talking about, well, it's 40%, whatever. Not near one of them have paperwork to identify any of their causes to coming over saying that they're fleeing the country. I feel like I need to flee my country or where I live at because of the crime, and right. I can't even go out and walk my dog at night or during the day.
Where do you live?
Why?
Where I live at this particular time right now, yeah. I live in East Falls. But let me say, I have family members that live in the heart of North Philly, 23rd and Diamond, and those areas there. Are you familiar with those?
You want to fix Philly?
No. So if you're talking
We can talk. I can talk political. Do we want to fix Philly?
You want to fix Philly? Vote Republican. Have your friends vote Republican.
Oh, no, I don't
the Democrat rule for the last 50 years has destroyed Philly.
The Democrats have this. I'm 67 years old, bro. I grew up in the heart. My elders taught me about the Democrats when I was 13 years old. The Democrats has had a stronghold on the black communities for decades, and nothing has progressed. Nothing has progressed. All they look for is blacks for is their votes, and they feed them the race. They make them feel like they are, not privileged, citizens in the world, and they make them feel like they, you're still struggling. You're still struggling to be identified, with racism and all. It's disgusting. I'm a black man. I'm telling you that.
As leverage.
Yeah, so
they use them as leverage.
Absolutely,
blacks are not going to have positions. Matter of fact, There are people that are black and white who can't even get jobs because if you bring in people with cheap labor, they're paying them $8 an hour.
That's right.
So, I mean, we got people living on the street. Just drive downtown. Drive to Wilmington, Delaware. Drive to other cities. Camden. There's people on the streets. We could get these young men, brothers and sisters, and black and white and so forth, try to rehabilitate them with some mental services and try to get their head together. And then try to get them into the workforce.
So you know what? You want to know what the best?
We just don't want to spend the money.
You want to know what the best? You want to know what the best mental service you can give these people is? Confidence.
Yes.
Confidence. The problem is they've been beat down their whole life, and they believe that they're worthless. And once you tell them that they're not worthless, they might step up, and they might do something like either get into business for themselves, or they might get a job.
You can't do it by going to the streets in Philly and giving every homeless a lawnmower and tell him to go and cut loans.
No, you're being
agreed.
Stop. You're being sarcastic. Okay, I think you're being
I'm not. I'm real.
No, you can't. You can't do that right now. We were talking about mental health. Okay,
exactly.
They're not ready. They're not in condition. Some of them like that. Some of them want to work.
Victor, the if that you presented is a very big if. It's a very, very big if.
Why is it an if?
Because you count on...
You vote every 4 years, right? You vote every four years. Is that an if?
You count on the city of Philadelphia to try to rehabilitate those people and take care of them. Okay?
Well, why don't they do it?
Hold on. I got to stop. Victor, I got to stop this argument. Believe me, we agree with you. Unfortunately, because WPHT didn't give me my second hour that I asked for, we have to cut you off. But next week, call us back next week at 2 o'clock, and we'll have the whole show with you. You're awesome. You're gold.
Yes.
Let me say this. Why don't those countries, the United States, look into those countries, all the money that they give them every year, and build up their countries?
Absolutely true, but I got to cut you off, Victor. But thank you, man. Hopefully you'll call back tomorrow because you are awesome.
Next week at
2 o'clock. And if you're listening, guys at WPHT, this is the kind of calls we get because we're awesome, and the other people that, you know, like have the show after us, you know, that we're supposed to have, all they are is what? They're registered reps.
Yeah,
which is what? A license to steal.
All your listeners going to sleep.
We educate you so you don't have to get robbed by the registered reps who are on shows that sell you stuff.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to sell you education. So to learn how to get education and not be ripped off by registered reps, go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. And you could learn how to not get ripped off by registered reps in shows that talk about investments and annuities, because those are the worst things you could do is annuities, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, I want to thank Glenn Page. You're awesome, as always. I want to thank Omri and Debbie for being here, because you guys are giving up your afternoon. I love you guys. You're awesome. And we'll see you guys on Thursday, investorschooling.com.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.